for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Iran-backed Houthi militants are vowing a response after the latest U.S. and British attacks on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the strikes were in retaliation for last weekend's drone attack that killed three U.S. soldiers.
The goal here is to get these attacks to stop. We're not looking for a war with Iran.
Battening down the hatches and more as a major storm barrels toward California.
We won't be out in the wet weather. We'll probably just hunker down and just ride it out, make sure everything's tied down.
Forecasters are issuing a flood watch that will go into effect this afternoon through Tuesday. CBS News has projected Joe Biden has won the South Carolina Democratic primary, and that's good news for this voter.
Voters in South Carolina feel a connection with the president. I think there's a sense of loyalty that runs deep in the South, and I think that loyalty will continue in the future.
South Carolina has 55 Democratic delegates. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of healthcare workers. Governor Evers recently announced a task force to explore solutions to the problem. Here's Mike Mohn.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new task force to address hiring issues within healthcare. Those speaking up for rural health access see opportunities. The panel is tasked with finding a range of solutions to consider by the time budget talks ramp up for the two-year spending plan starting in 2025. Evers' office says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040, one among many concerning examples. John Ike, who leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says while there's a need in smaller communities, lower patient volumes make it hard for health systems to offer attractive salaries.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
He adds Wisconsin is competing with neighboring states for these workers, but Ag suggests regulations surrounding provider certification can make it harder for professionals from elsewhere in the country to transition to Wisconsin. Ike hopes that's part of the discussion and that there's a bipartisan approach to solving the problem. However, the Republican-led legislature has often clashed with Evers, a Democrat, on policy ideas. Rural advocates often note that fewer providers result in local patients having to travel a greater distance for appointments. Ike says it also can affect the quality of care they receive.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
As for the task force, it will be led by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is a registered nurse. Several state agencies, local governments, and patient advocacy groups also are expected to provide input. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Will Aaron Jones be back? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least six games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us, it's finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and fog to start your day. Eventually, skies turning partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s, light northeast winds. In the overnight, mostly clear in upper 20s, heading into Monday with mostly sunny skies and our highs reaching the middle 40s in the late day. It's 21 at our studios.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie. Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars. Wisconsin and the world. WRJN.com. The music of February. You know what that means. Or do you? Let's explain that a bit. I had to study that up a bit myself. I'm Lou Regani. And the music of the stars is on the air. Coast to coast and around the world. Coming down this month, it's a great tradition, sweethearts of all ages gathering together, or at least exchanging cards, flowers, candy, and some other lavish gifts. Holiday's got a, and it is a holiday. Okay, it's not a legal holiday, so what? It's a religious feast of a third century martyr. I read a funny thing. St. Valentine was decapitated. So how do we get from beheading to betrothing in St. Valentine's? Anyway, it's a great story. And it's probably true. Let's see what we can do on this holiday. Stars. Favorite movies. Love with the Proper Stranger, and Jack Jones had a great hit with that song. The title song, has it been that many years ago? Everybody says it. How long is it? I can't believe it's been that long. Bernstein and Jack Jones. It's all about bells and banjos.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger if I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If two certain eyes with the look of danger smiled a welcome warm as spring. If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let
this is rather an adult movie for 1963. Elmer Bernstein's music. It's all about Back Valley doctors, love songs on the radio. Elmer Bernstein. Natalie Wood got an Oscar nomination, Best Actress. Just before they visit this back alley doctor, Angie and Rocky hear a love song on the radio. It's all about bells and banjos ringing. ...1963, Love with a Proper Stranger. Try to watch it.
Chance of a lifetime. His His Oscar came from here to eternity. From Capitol Records to his own label, he was on a roll with lots of dough. So thanks for the memories. The Rat Pack came along, the Sands they call their home. JFK was a winner, they all could do no wrong. So thank you. As Frank would say, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're marvelous. Simply marvelous. So much.
The music of the stars.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed,
each way. Now we're alone at last. Whisper again, stranger. Every love word we've known in the past. You're so familiarly strange. It's hard to believe it's true. So kiss me again, stranger.
McKeown, once called America's Poet Laureate. Well, maybe. Francis Albert and Don Costa on the Music of the Stars.
All the beautiful strangers.
The chart. Mrs. Jack Webb, well, at this point anyway, Julie London.
My lover.
his hand won't meet my hand. His eyes won't meet my eyes. Same man who stirred up all that's sweet in me and turned on the heat in me. He suddenly
built 1962.
Here I stand watching the tide go out, so all alone and blue, just dreaming dreams of you. I watched your ship sail out to sea, taking all my dreams and taking all of me. The sighing of the wave, the wailing of the wind, the tears in my eyes burn, pleading my love return. Why, oh why must I go on like this? Shall I just be a lonely stranger on the must I go on like this? Shall I just be a lonely stranger on the shore?
Andy Williams, the music of the stars. Acker Bilk.
There should be a set of setting up exercises for the imagination.
A way to strengthen that muscle in the mind that lets us dream while we're awake. Here's what you could do. After the dark that you make for yourself of this squared up cube, simply by closing your eyes, you wait to see where the inner light will take you. At first, there is nothing. Only the feeling that you have turned off one light and stand, as it were, in a corridor of black, impatient for another light to go on. And then somewhere behind your closed lids, it begins. The images come to light slowly, almost imperceptibly, and your eyes open to a new geography, a world within a world, and you move by standing still, since all things pass by you. You look down now from some dizzy up, where the crowds of raindrops bump and jostle and make ready to fall in a thing called cloud. A liquid door opens and invites you in. You sit down in a globe of warped rainbows. Before you can adjust yourself, you are riding with raindrops through the glistening air, blinded by silver and sun. Now the colors break from everywhere, and you are bathed in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all flashing one against the other. And below, coming up to greet you, the arms of the grass. You break apart on the open hand of green. But there is only a delicious joy in you as you watch part of your former self deluge the laboring ant, while another part of you rolls head over heels in love with the long, curving loveliness of the green blade that bends under your weight. Doors of chlorophyll open, and you walk quietly from cell to cell, a maze of warmth that changes your watery identity. And you've become a small member of an organization called a small blade of grass. You've forgotten where the other part of you that washed the ant is now. You see for the first time the bright green sun shining through at the edge of a dark green cloud shape in the big green above. Now walking across you and all your cellmates, the ant, the wet stranger, is your guest, using you and all your friends as a bridge. And you wonder if he remembers the bath you gave him. Just a way to imagine. Just close your eyes and let your mind wander.
The hills were my home,
till I started to roam the four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sit in song till the moon grew pale. We vowed and said someday we'd wed in the church in the came to town, and a stranger stepped down, a smiling, so my love could see. She answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why my heart and I follow every breeze. You ask where I live, here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas. The four winds and the seven seas. The four winds and the seven seas.
Barbara Streisand.
For a stranger in a strange land, far away. And love will make your spirit shine. I feel your hand in mine. I write a letter every single day to a stranger in a strange land, far away.
Here's Rosie Clooney, a recording session, Wally Stott. Jose Ferrero wrote this, her hubby at the time.
Passes by my window.
and who may stop a while with a kiss and a smile to caress me. Love is a beautiful stranger who steps across my threshold with abandon and grace and a tender embrace to possess me. And a smile to caress me with a tender embrace to possess me. Possess me.
Norman of Chicago taught Kirk Douglas how to sing for the 1954 Disney classic 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Here's the Luboff Choir. This is the music of the stars.
Yeah.
This is Vic Damone's version of Four Winds, Seven Seas. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seven seas. The hills were my home till I started to roam. The four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sit and sigh till answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why my heart and I follow every breeze. You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas.
Or stay live. The music of the star.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memories.
1975 on her television special. Artie Shaw. Stars, Artie Shaw. That's kind of a rare tune. For some reason, it hasn't caught on. A Strange Loneliness, music of strangers in the night and anytime. But this is Matt Monroe.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances. Wandering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out all right for strangers in the night. Since that night, we've been together, lovers at first.
forever. It turned out alright for strangers in the night. For strangers in the night.
As Matt Monro, the man with the golden voice, as he was billed, and he released that in 1967. Francis Albert had the hit on that, of course. This is the music of John Williams. Stand by for news and weather. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars is on the air. For St. Valentine. Again next week. This is our torch hour. And the torch is burning.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and the British have launched airstrikes in Yemen overnight against Houthi rebel sites.